and I'll turn out of my feet to cry. To put in strongholds and mountains, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No trouble can never hold me down. He has a future with paths of war, and he refines the blood to hell. You must fight and be brave against all evil, never run low. Oh, somebody, if you will fight for God, keep on the fighting. You must fight and be brave against all evil, never run low. Oh, somebody, if you will fight for God, keep on the fighting. If you're in the battle for the Lord, on if you win the victory, brother, you must fight. There are many dangers which we almost face. If we die in fighting, it is no disgrace. Coward in the service should not have a place. We must fight
and be brave against all evil.
Never run so close on back. If you will fight for God
on the firing line,
God be only use the soldier he can trust.
On the firing line,
if you wear that hand and bear the cross, you
won.
No to labor for the master death. Help to banish darkness and to spread good cheer. We shall be rewarded for our service, yeah.
Keep on the firing
line. We must fight
and be brave against
all
evil.
Never your soul goes on by. If you will fight, we must fight and be brave against
all evil.
Never
run
low, hold on tight.
If you will fight for God and right, keep on the firing line.
Pick up the hammer of spiritual warfare. We must fight and contend for the whole time face. For the spirit and breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation and the shield of faith. Pick up all your weapon and contend for faith. We must fight and be brave
against all evil.
Never run low, hold on by.
If you will fight for God and right, keep on the firing line.
If you will fight for God and right,
keep on the firing line.
If you will fight for God and right, if you will fight for God and right, we will stand for the
whole.
Thank you.
Oh, Jawa lagbara ninu Olorun. Sowo ke pale ati bigiga. Oh, ija ta se si mi ki o duro. Ogun kan ki o le ji ni mo. Ani ohun ija ogun je mi. Ha oja ija na bi di lopin. Igboya
o si ja pelu.
Mashe
mo
iwa yo baja
fala lu duro lo ju ida
igoya
o si ja pelu ogun esu mata bo bo
ta di de ti o
iwa yo baja fala lu duro lo ju ida.
Bo wa loju ija e so Olorun.
Duro loju ija.
Lati segun eyin ara wo yo ja.
Duro loju ija.
Opo ewu lo wa lati doju ko. O je ti ju fun wa ba ku soju ja. Awon ojo ko le raye lona na. Olorun yo lomo ogun oloto. Iwo ba fe gbade gbade lebu re. Awa laye lati sise foli wa. Se rowo san ayo kale gugun lo. A o gbere se ta se laye yi. Igboya,
igboya, ko si ja, pelu ogun esu.
Masa,
masa, bobo ta di de ti o. Iwa yo baja, wala lu, duro loju ija.
De amora ogun ti eni wo. Oja ija igbagbo ti gba ni.
Duro loju ija ara mi.
Ija emi a ti gba aya ododo. A si bori ija lapata gbagbo. Gbogbo amora wo iya igbagbo.
Duro loju ija.
Wa ni ko si ja
pelu ogun esu.
Masa bo bo ta di de si o.
Bini kwa di o pa da. Pa da ru. Duro lo ju ija.
Biwa yo ba ja. Pa la ri.
Duro lo ju ija.
Biwa yo ba ja. Pa la ri. Iwa yo baja folori.
Iwa lo ju ija.
Awa yo lo ija. How do you go sita.
Amen. Ẹ jẹ́ kí a tẹríba láti gbàdúrà. Bàbá wa àti Ọlọ́run wa,
Father and our God,
pray you go at your love for you.
We give glory and adoration unto you.
Holy of Enlighted, be from what
the great grace you've given to
us.
To know you, to receive you, and to walk.
Baba,
with you. Lord, accept our things in
Jesus'
name.
The
mighty wondrous works you're doing in our life, and that you're going to
perform.
Lord, glory be to your name.
Baba, tiwaniwaju nyela roji
uluwa. We are before you this morning.
Let
your will for our life be made. Let your will for our life be made. Bless us in your word, Lord. Bless us in your word.
Let us see your word.
For in Jesus' name, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I welcome
you before the presence of the Lord in His name. And all the blessings of God shall be yours in Jesus' name. And the topic of the message by which we discussed this morning, fighting the fight of faith. Fighting the fight of faith.
We've
discussed several ways about faith. And I know we have become a believer and valiant in faith. It is important as well to know the fight of faith and how we contend it. In the book of Jude. That's the last before Revelation.
Jude.
And now after Jude Revelation. I'm going to read verse
3.
Now it says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write
a you
and exhort you that
you
should earnestly contend delivered unto the
saints.
I must repeat again to you that you fight earnestly for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. I want you to keep note of those
words.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. It says, how can a man enter the house of a man strong man and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? Jesus speaking here, he was speaking through his speech from the mouth of Jews.
Hallelujah.
He was speaking to the mouth of Jude unto us. Also the book of Ephesians. Chapter 6. Reading verse 12. Now it reads, let me read from verse 11. Put on the old armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
principalities,
against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world,
ni oju oro
against spiritual wickedness in high places.
E ko ti ati se so fun wa mama.
Listen to what you are telling you.
Ebe gbogbo ya ma ro Olorun bo.
Put on the armor of God. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Ija ija igbagbo ni mo ba wa soro le lori.
Fighting the fight.
O ti ni tori pe. Ki se eje enara la n ba jija ka.
You reason not against flesh and
blood. Should be awon itoye awon Olorun awon alase bi ogugo aye ye.
Our rulers of the wickedness.
Ati awon emi buburu ni oju oro.
Spiritual wickedness in high places.
Ati awon emi buburu ni oju oro.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Iwe Jacob.
The book of James.
Iwe Jacob.
James.
Ori kerin.
Chapter 4.
Ese ikeje.
Verse 7.
Oni nitori na.
It says
then
submit yourself. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Therefore, submit yourself. Resist the devil.
And
he will flee from you.
I'm
drawing out a text that leads to my message. Hospital.
Peter chapter 5. Ese keju ati kesan.
Verses 8 and 9.
E ma wa ni aire koja.
Be sober.
E ma sora.
But vigilant.
Nitori esu ota yin.
Because your adversary the devil. Bikini
tinke ramura.
As a roaring lion.
Ori ka akiri.
Rocket about.
Ou eni ti yo paje.
Speaking womb he may devour.
Eni ti ki e yi o ko uju ijasi.
Womb receive.
Pẹ̀lú ìdúró ṣinṣin nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
Fast in the faith.
Kí ẹ̀yin kí ó mọ̀ pé ìyàtọ̀ náà ni àwọn ẹ̀yà ara yín ti bẹ nínú ayé ń jẹ.
Praying that the same affliction and accomplish your brethren that are in the world.
Ẹ máa kíyèsí ìjà tí a ń sọ yìí.
Keep on observing the fighting, the fighting you are making.
Ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
Fighting the fight of faith.
Ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
Fighting the fight of faith.
Ìwé Timothy.
Out of the book of Timothy last
Timothy 2.
Second
Timothy 2.
Second Timothy.
Ori kerin.
Chapter 4.
Ori kerin.
Chapter 4.
Munka ese keje.
I'm reading verses 7 and 8.
Un emiti jai jarere.
I have fought a good fight.
I have
finished my course.
Fight agbomo.
I have kept
lati
the faith.
Lati sisi yi lo.
Ains 4.
Ati adi ododo lele fun mi.
It's laid up for me a crown.
Ni oluwa onita adi ododo yo fun mi ni ojo na.
Which the law the righteous judge shall give me on the
day.
Not to me only, but unto them all that love is appearing.
Mararun ti mo ka jade fun
yin. You can observe all the 5 references I've read on TV.
O so nipa ija.
Talking about fight.
Ijagbo.
The fight of faith.
Nigba ti a ba so wipe ija igbagbo.
When we say the fight of faith.
Kini n to tumọ si.
What does that imply?
So wa tumọ si wipe ka yọ ikuku tabi kumọ tabi sanda.
Does it imply that we punch, we bring out machete or gun?
No tumọ si yẹn rara.
Is that a meaning? No.
Baba n sọ nipa ijagbo ija igbagbo.
When we discuss about the fight of faith.
Kini ko ni se pẹlu ka mo bura wa.
It has nothing to do with abuse.
Ko ni se pẹlu ka mo se.
It has nothing to do with oppressing
ourselves.
It has nothing to do with watching ourselves. The fight of faith. It doesn't deal with
punishment.
It doesn't deal with guns. It doesn't deal with
matter.
It doesn't deal with
knife.
It doesn't deal with abuse. It is not a physical wrestling. And not the fight that deals with hatred. Not a physical fight with you or that I fight you as well.
What
is called the fight of faith, which differs from physical wrestling. Hallelujah. And it differs from religious war that some people around
you.
It is the fight for faith.
Call
it
contending for faith.
Paul sọ pé èmi ti ja ìjà rere ti ìgbàgbọ́.
I have fought a good fight of faith.
Ṣé Paul wa ìpànìyàn bí?
Did Paul kill any man?
Ó gbé babí.
Did he carry on gone?
Báwo ni Paul ṣe ja ìjà yẹn?
How did Paul fought the fight?
Kíni ìtí ìwé mímọ́ sọ fún wa tó fi sọ wípé praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ti ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run ti ń fi ẹnu Júdà sọ wípé ẹ máa jà gidigidi fún ìgbàgbọ́.
And what was the spirit saying when Jude said contend?
Tí a ti ní àwọn èèyàn ti mọ́ lọ́wọ́ lẹ́ẹ̀kan ṣoṣo.
That was us delivered unto the saints.
Kí ni a pè ní ìjà ìgbàgbọ́ mọ́mi?
What is called the fight of faith?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Eléyìí ni ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run ń bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ lé lórí níbi ìsìnì.
That is what the spirit of God is disseminating to us.
Ẹni tó bá jẹ́ onígbàgbọ́.
If you are a believer.
A ti fi lélẹ̀ fún wa.
It has been given to us.
Láti máa ja ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
To contend for faith.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí a sọ fún wa ni wípé.
Now what I'm telling you is this.
Ìjà ìgbàgbọ́ ẹ ṣe pé ká máa bú nìyàn.
The fight of faith is not to abuse.
Ìjà ìgbàgbọ́ ẹ ṣe pé kí a máa pànìyàn lára.
The fight of faith is not to urge another man.
Ìjà ìgbàgbọ́ ẹ ṣe wípé ká yọ kóńdó tàbí kú mọ̀.
The fight of faith is not to bring out amnesian.
Jíjà fún ìgbàgbọ́ ni.
Contending for faith.
Kí àwọn àlàyé yìí kó lè yé wa.
So that you understand better.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a ṣe àtúpalẹ̀ rẹ̀ ní abẹ́ ìsọ̀rí mẹ́ta.
Let me expatiate under three subheadings.
Ìsọ̀rí àkọ́kọ́ tí a ti tú.
Point number one for consideration.
Ó ní ìpè láti jà ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
Call to fight the fight of faith.
Ìpè láti ja ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
Call to fight the fight of faith.
Abala ìkejì sọ̀rí.
Number two.
Ó ní ìhàmọ́ra ìgbàgbọ́ tí a fi ń ja ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
Considering the armors of faith to fight the fight.
Abala ìkẹta.
Point number three.
Ó ní ìlérí àti ìdánilójú ìṣẹ́gun nínú ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
The assurance of promise in the fighting of faith.
Ìlérí.
The promise.
Àti ìdánilójú.
And the assurance.
Ìṣẹ́gun
of victory.
Nínú ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
Fight of faith.
Kí ni a ti sọ fún wa?
Here I'm going to tell you.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni èèyàn bá gbàgbọ́ lótìtọ́.
When you truly believe.
Bọ́lá ń ja ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
When you are fighting the fight.
Kò sí náà
fún ṣùgbọ́n. No doubt.
Ìdánilójú wa.
The assurance.
Ìlérí sí wa.
And there is a promise.
Kí Ọlọ́run ti ṣe fún gbogbo ẹni tó bá gbàgbọ́ kì bá sọmọdé tàbí àgbà.
That God has made for whoever that believes either young or old.
Àyàfi tí Yorùbá gbàgbọ́ tó ló ń wo tí ẹni tí ó gbàgbọ́. Tó ló ń bẹ ja ìjà ìgbàgbọ́ ọtí ṣẹ́gun ẹ̀kọ́ tó jà.
When a non-believer claims to fight the fight of faith, he had already been defeated before you started
already. Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tó mọ gbàgbọ́.
But as a believer.
Tó mọ dìde láti ja ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
When you rise up for the fight of faith.
Ṣé ní kó borí.
Importantly you will overcome.
Ṣé a lè sọ pé dandan ni kó borí.
Can you say importantly you will overcome?
Ìmọ̀lẹ̀ ti rí sí òkùnkùn.
What light means darkness?
Ìmọ̀lẹ̀ dandan ni ibi ìmọ̀lẹ̀ ò bá kéré kìí ṣẹ́gbẹ́ òkùnkùn.
If the light is so lit you, it is not.
Ìmọ̀lẹ̀ ò já sí òkùnkùn ni.
Light will chase away darkness.
Irú ìjà tí ìmọ̀lẹ̀ máa ń bá òkùnkùn jà tó fi pé ibi tó bá ti fara rẹ̀ yóò le.
And a kind of fight and contention between darkness and light.
Irú ìjà náà ni a pè ní ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
The same thing is a fight of faith.
Gbogbo ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá ti gbàgbọ́ ló gbọdọ̀ ṣe.
Everyone that believes must engage in it.
Nítorí náà mo mú abala àkọ́kọ́.
I'm taking on point number one.
Ìpè láti ja ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
Call to fight the fight of faith.
Ìpè láti ja ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
Call to fight the fight of faith.
Mo kọ́ láti sínú ìwé Júdà.
I'm checking back the book of Jude.
Ìwé Júdà.
Ọ̀kan
lára àwọn àpòsílẹ̀ ni.
One of the apostles of Jesus.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run ti ẹnu ẹ̀sọ̀rọ̀ ẹgbẹ́ ó ní olùfẹ́.
The Lord.
Àwọn tó ti fi ayé wọn fún Jésù onígbàgbọ́ tó ti máa ń tí gbàgbọ́ jẹ́ tó rìn ní ìgbàgbọ́ ni ó ń pè bẹ́ẹ̀.
The beloved are believers that have given their life to Jesus and understand
him. Ó ní nígbà tí mo fi àìsínmi gbogbo kọ̀wé sí yín.
But I gave all diligence to write unto you.
Níbi ìgbàlà.
Of the call month.
Ìrẹ̀lẹ́gbẹ̀
lying on him.
Ó ń jẹ́ ti gbogbo èèyàn ni ò bá jẹ́ èèyàn dúdú kò bá jẹ́ èèyàn funfun.
That is for all men irrespective of races.
Ó ní bí mo ti kọ̀wé sí yín ní ti ìgbàlà.
I write unto you of the call.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí gbogbo èèyàn ó ní ìgbàlà.
God desires that every man of faith salvation.
Ó ní kí gbogbo gbọ́dọ̀ ṣàìmọ́ kọ̀wé sí yín.
It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you.
Lórí kí ni ó ní láti máa jà. Láti máa jà gidigidi fún ìgbàgbọ́.
You should honestly continue.
Ìyẹn ni pé lẹ́yìn tí a ti gbàgbọ́.
after you have believed.
Ènìyàn Ọlọ́run Júdà rí wípé ó tún ṣe pàtàkì.
How Jude the apostle could
see that it is important. Láti sọ fún onígbàgbọ́ wípé.
Without believers.
Ọkọ̀ṣọ́ mọ tí a pè ní ìjà ìgbàgbọ́ kó o sì máa jà fún.
You must understand the fight of faith and you contend for it.
Ìpéní.
As a call.
Ó mọ̀ wípé ojúṣe ni.
He understood it is a responsibility.
Àwọn ọ̀bá mọ tó gbà ló lè jà fún.
It is only if you don't know what you have received, you not contend for it.
Ìjà fún ìgbàgbọ́.
Contending for faith.
Ìjà fún ìgbàgbọ́.
Fighting for faith.
Wọ́n ní tí a ti fi lélẹ̀ fún àwọn èèyàn mímọ́ ní ẹ̀kan.
Which has been delivered unto the saints.
Tí a ti fi lélẹ̀ fún àwọn èèyàn mímọ́ ní ẹ̀kan.
Which has also delivered unto the saints.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ìẹ̀gbọ́.
Listen.
Ó ní nítorí náà ìwé James Jacobu.
James.
Orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ keje.
Chapter 4 verse 7.
Ẹsẹ̀ ríba fún Ọlọ́run.
Submit yourself to God.
Lẹ́mi ẹ̀kọ́ ẹ̀kọ́ sí ìjà sí é.
Resist the devil.
Ẹsẹ̀ kíni. Ẹ̀kọ́ sí ìjà sí é.
Resist the devil.
Kì í ṣe pé bí mo bá fẹ́.
Is not that willingly.
Ilé ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ ìmọ̀ràn.
It's not an issue of advice.
Ìpè ni.
It is a call.
Àṣẹ ni.
As an authority.
Ẹsẹ̀ kíni o.
Do what.
Kò ní ẹ̀bẹ̀.
He doesn't say you plead.
Ẹ tẹríba fún Ọlọ́run.
Submit yourself to God.
Ẹ fọ́jú ìjà sí èsì.
Now you wage war against the devil.
Ó ní Jọ́sì sá.
The devil will plead.
Kò sí èbè ayé nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
No pleading to the diabolical power in faith.
Àti ìrẹ̀bẹ̀ nínú ìgbàgbọ́.
No kind of preachers and preachers before the devil.
Ẹ tẹríba fún Ọlọ́run.
Submit yourself to God.
Ẹ fọ́jú ìjà sí èsì.
Now you wage war against the devil.
Bàbá àti ọmọdé.
Even if a little child.
Àbí ọ̀dà.
Or maybe an
ọ̀dọ́lọ́kùnrin
àti lóbìnrin. It is a call.
Láti ja ìjà, láti ja fún ìgbàgbọ́.
To contend for faith.
Ẹ tó wo ìwé Pétérù kìíní orí karùn-ún.
Capital chapter 5.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ àti kẹsàn-án tí mo kà jáde.
Verses 8 and 9 that I read to you.
Ẹ lè rí wípé ìpè ní.
It is a call.
Ẹ máa wà ní àìrékọjá.
Ẹ máa
ṣọ́ra.
The vigilance.
Nítorí èṣù ọ̀tá.
Because the devil your adversary.
Kíni ń ti ń kéra fúnra.
Roaring lion.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni tó rìn káàkiri.
Wọ́kẹ́ jọba o.
Gbogbo ẹni tí ó pàjẹ́.
Seeking womb is
for God. Ẹwà wẹ̀
kẹsàn-án. How verse 9.
Ẹni tí kí ẹ̀yin ọkọ̀ ojú ìjà.
Womb you should resist.
Ẹni tí kí ẹ̀yin ó ṣe kéde.
Womb you should war.
Mi ò gbọ́ yí.
Tell me loud and clear.
Nílé ìwé rẹ kọjú ìjà sí.
Will resist the devil.
Nínú ilé kọjú ìjà sí.
At home resist the devil.
Lójú ọ̀dọ̀ kọjú ìjà sí.
On your way
resist the devil.
At your place of work resist the devil.
Oh, God praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, le ẹni tí Ọlọ́run.
You believe in God, you believe in the Lord. Now the devil is an enemy to God. If you are a rich child of God, will you have affinity with the one that is an enemy of your father? Now tell me. And that was what he said. Anyone in affinity with the one is at enemy to God. If you are a friend to the devil, you are a foe to God.
You
can be a friend to God and a friend to the devil at the same time. Can you listen to me, my brother? It's impossible to have water in your mouth and want to
breathe
fire. Both are two impossible tasks. You can fold an egg and the stone on the same thing. One will break another. And that is the same thing.
What
is called a fight?
Ìjà ìgbàgbọ́.
Fight of faith.
Má sọ ní eléyìí. Má fún yín ní ìtumọ̀ bíi márùn-ún.
I'm going to give you about 5 minutes today.
Ọ̀nà àkọ́kọ́.
Number one.
Tọ́ bá sọ pé ìjà ìgbàgbọ́ tí a pè yé sí.
The fight of faith. Bẹ́ẹ̀
bá jẹ́ onígbàgbọ́ tó tọ́.
If you are a sincere believer.
Ìjà ìgbàgbọ́ jẹ́. Lílu ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí ẹ ti gbọ́.
The fight of faith is to apply.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run lẹ gbọ́.
The word of God that,
olè olè
that you have had.
Olè dúró lé.
And you stand upon.
O ní ìgbé ayé eyín lẹ fi ń ṣe. Bátànì fún ìgbé ayé eyín.
It is a pattern for your lifestyle.
Líwọ́ lu ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn láti dojú. Kọ ẹ̀mí ara.
Applying the word to wage
war. Ẹ lu ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn láti dojú fún ẹ̀mí ara.
You use the word to wage war.
Ẹ̀mí ìfẹ́kúfẹ́.
The spirit of loss.
Ẹ̀mí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
The spirit of sin.
Nínú yín.
In your life.
Ìjà ìgbàgbọ́ ni.
That's a fight of faith.
Inú yín lẹ ti rán akójojúkọ.
It's from within that you start the
condition,
the spirit of flesh.
Ẹ̀mí ìfẹ́kúfẹ́.
The spirit of loss.
Ẹ̀mí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
And the spirit of sin.
Inú yín tó lè mú kéèyàn ó máa ru àwọn nǹkan tí ò yẹ.
That is within you that may trigger abnormal thoughts.
Tó lè mú kéèyàn ó máa ṣe àwọn nǹkan tí ò yẹ.
That may lead you to be doing
things. Tó lè mú kéèyàn ó máa díbọ́.
That
I may make you to be pretending. I may lead you to do something. I want to listen carefully.
There's
nothing you do in the closet that will not be revealed. Surely one day it shall be revealed. Something you do, either good or bad, it will be revealed someday. Every lies you tell, the attribute of lies, it will show you. It will be twisted. No matter how clever you are, you can't present lies as the truth. It is only the truth that goes straight. Only the truth is
truth.
I'm talking with you. Everything that comes with
truth.
Within you. Within you, when you oppose, when you negate the law of God, that's everything that says you do wrong. You are a new convert. As you have given your life to the Lord, the spirit of flesh became dead. Now the spirit of God in control. How about your body? Your body has been trained by the spirit of flesh to some things. Now you are addicted to the things. The body desires the things by which it has been trained. Contending for faith is to ask the flesh that what is wrong with you. You have been redeemed. Your Lord has changed. Initially your Lord was a spirit of flesh, but now I am not indebted to you, but indebted to the Holy Spirit. I
have
been crucified with Christ on the cross.
You
only see me being alive. My being alive. I'm not alive for your life to the
rest,
but I am alive to do the will of God. I'm alive for Jesus Christ, who loved me, redeemed me by his own blood. That was a fight of when sin comes around, when sin confronts you, these are the things.
Sometimes
your body will want to request the cause of the pain. Will confront you. And some other time, people approach you with sin.
Joseph,
as they approach Joseph would say, it was a fight of faith. You would reply, I am born of God. I cannot
say
because I am born of God. I will not be there when they confront you. I may not know when your brother desires to
pray.
It's a possible personal contention. By yourself, you contend against it. This is why your faith must be fervent and you
understand
what you receive. What you receive must be understood. When this thing comes in progression, it is a fighting of within. It is an inward contention. To be able to fight, to be able to fight, to the word of God that you have, that you
received.
You must be sure of the word, and then you
proclaim
it. I cannot
encourage
you. The Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you. The fight of faith. When you contend with your brother, the spirit of sin, the spirit of law,
that Joseph will suffer.
When Joseph told the wives of Potiphar, I do this and sin against God and against my master. Never, I will not do that. He was a young man. He was about 25 years old.
Unfortunately,
he was a beauty
beautiful woman. But Joseph fought the fight of faith. He took off his cloak. He succumbed to suffer than indulge in the prayer of faith. He succumbed to suffer than hide in the closet of sin. Of a fight of faith. The fight of faith. You that you are the drunkard for all. You've smoked and spirit might have come out as many have and pray the spirit comes out. But before the spirit comes out, it has trained your mouth how to smoke. Your body has been trained. Your stomach. Everything it knew the sounds of alcohol, it will want to request. I believe you understand. Take for instance. You're very gluttonous, greedy, you like to eat. 6 a.m. you're very eating. Now 9 a.m. you eat another one. 3 hours interval is your home food. And the food is a very big hour. When that gluttonous spirit comes out of your life, and that spirit gets out of your life, when 6 comes, the mouth, the intestines, says, come bring something. Bring something now. The heart desires for you. And now you're the one to respond. You don't know. Your caretaker is different now. The initial one is gone. But now a new owner. You're fighting for what you see. Your Lord has been substituted. Hallelujah. Now you will tell it when it comes. The body will desire for you. So you want to subdue the flesh. You have gotten that called a contender for flesh, emphasize this. Which is to confront demons with the word of God and with the devil of God. They become subdued. The word you are, you confront them. Every section of demons. Amen.
Oh my God.
Hello, no, you. When you have a genuine triggers in your life,
why don't you pray me,
you will confront demon and now get out there. Get out of the place. You demon operating there. I command you in Jesus' name. You will not quiet to the print apple. Get out of the place. That demon operating evil. That demon causes death. That demon afflicting. You will declare you have been given the power and authority. I am a believer. I am a child of God. I have been endowed with the power over you. In the name of Jesus, I will stop it. You must not get out.
Stop
contending for faith. You are called into that. You are called into
him.
You will cast out the demon. Edik. Probably.
Yes,
now the headache was still there. And now no solution. You are going to it challenges you to support your faith and see. You don't say pardon, you say you to pray for more.
Kituni. Oh, that's a bobo die. Oh, that drip.
You say no to drip as well.
Oh, die, you I'm going to die. I bet injection.
No to injection.
Oh, yeah,
all medications. Now this is the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yeah,
this is the blood of Jesus.
You pay you and me, I money is ordinary.
That is demon is at oppression.
You will come and say, go let your job off.
You demon that has been overcome.
You
are a stranger. And it has been reaching.
You stranger.
Get out.
closet.
That's
the fight of faith.
What
have I said?
That's
the fight of faith. An unbeliever cannot do that. The fight of faith.
In
other way, the fight of faith we are called into. It means declaring the word of God. Showing forth the truth of the word of God. In negation to the word of the devil, of word of deception, and of heresies. Listen. The fight of faith. I'm explaining the top part. When you don't keep quiet, you know, there are heresies around. First pastor, teaching people abnormalities. Some are pretending. You understand what I'm saying? Some are wolves disguising as sheep. Some are X-Men disguising like shepherds. When you calm down by their words, by their actions, when you calm down, we will know them that this man, this person, this thing, this is what this man is
saying.
How you confront with war. That's not it. This is what it is. This is not it. This is what it is. That is not it. This is what it is. The fight of faith. That's not what you're seeing. This is the real thing. This is the real thing. This is what it means. Some believe that when they gather you together, that anyone you love, when you love anyone, God also loves that person for you. Anyone that pleases you, want to marry, God also loves that. That is heresy. There are many things that pleases you that God is for you. There are many things that you like that God dislikes. That is it. What God likes may be to your detest. Among you now, if I scrub, that you scrub, that mother,
morning,
that you drink, as I'm saying that, you don't
drink.
And if it is tea, that he prepare a very good
you're
already tantalizing for the drink. That is it. And the bitter leaf is
crossed.
It will do something in your body more than cheese. Than the cheese that is full of sugar. That is it. Your body may desire what may destroy you. Your heart may desire what may destroy
you.
First teachers led many people to the trap of the devil. As I'm saying, it is a fight of faith. I'm telling you the truth, you have to be
diligent.
You see a lady very fair, beautiful. It may please your heart that wow, this is what I want my wife to be. Not too tall, not too short, not too fat, not too thin. That is not. No. You may see a man.
Yes.
That is the way you dress him. God bless him, that's not. You have to pray. God, is this person your will? Not that you give money. Not that you entice money. Not that you say you're going to assist
others.
Heresy and falsehood. You understand what I'm saying? Everything
else.
Negating to everyone that is wrong. Receive the word of the devil.
Jija,
not abuse. But when you come against it with the word of God, it is not so.
That
is what it is.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That
is contending for faith.
That
is fighting for faith. Some other
people.
I've seen a man very of age.
Where is he from?
He was coming against the ministers of God already there. That they say polygamy is wrong.
David.
Was he not polygamous? He was polygamous and he was at
church.
That's the devil has depraved
him.
The problem David encountered, can we pray for such? Amnon is first child, died miserably. Absalom died miserably. Adonijah died miserably. Ask me what killed them.
David
had no rest till he died. Every day, battle and war.
Solomon.
Amnon is of equivalent
age.
Can you pray that such
people
I pray to not become of you. I pray to not become of you. Your last child in equivalence will not be your first child. That was a consequence of his
sin.
That was a consequence of his lifestyle. That was why he Abraham that engaged in that because of the
prayer
of
his wife.
If they tell you your experience, you'll be crying.
The preacher
was preaching on the internet. He wanted to feed people with sugar. When you are negating such evil work, it's a contend for faith.
Amen.
Amen. Refuse that to be quiet.
Lodisi oro. Tose lodi. Si oro loro.
Refuse not to be quiet to the words that are negating the word of God. When you refuse to be quiet against the wrong life that you are living, and not life that people are living, refuse not to be quiet. When you refuse to be quiet over the abnormal lifestyle that people are living, the life of abomination.
Then you must say fornication.
Fornication.
Adultery.
Pansaga.
Masturbation.
Bibara inu lopo.
Celibacy.
Ki yon so wikwe owo ni loko tabi laya.
Lesbianism.
Awon obini to nfe ra won.
Opu awon nkan wa yi.
And all these things.
Gay marriage.
Igbeyawo laarin akọ akọ.
Gbogbo irira ni.
All the things are abomination.
Irira ni.
Abomination.
Ki yon lobirin ko party.
When you divorce,
say your local co party
divorce of husband,
and
by subtlety, you are finding another person that's not
an
act of abomination. I'm telling you now,
yes,
I have a female child. Can you pray that a man deals with
your child?
Can I pray that a man like you be chosen for your daughter to marry? Tell me. Can you pray that the personality of the man you have is given? Why are you maltreating your wife? Tell me. The abnormal or whatever lifestyle that people are living when you come against you. That you divorce your wife or you isolated her. You isolated her. You tied her down. You tied her down.
But
you don't feed her. You are very wicked. You are wicked. You don't feed her. You tied her down. And for you to lose her, you don't lose her.
You tie that.
Above a person.
Don't you know you tie that?
If
you
don't fish it over.
That very place you've
lived. So many of you are not aware.
God is looking at you. Those that live a life.
And they don't
live a life that opposes the word of God. You divorce your husband, you left your children, you have done everything you like.
Iṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run ti ní bí a ti ń ṣe bílé Yorùbá ti tò kò síṣẹ́ tó lè ṣe fọ́lọ́ tí ó dúró.
When your home is not in good order, no need to go for the ministry at all, it will not work at all.
Kò lè lọ sórí òkè tàbí kó wípé ó lọ síbi àdúrà kan fún oṣù mẹ́ta tó sì láyà tó lọ́mọ tí kí ló ní.
You can go to the mountain and put your wife at home for 3 months. Is she a sick? Tell me.
Tó bá bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣe fada. Atile lo ti ko.
If you want to be
Atile le yo ti ko teyan ba fe se ka fada o ku le ni ku eni eleni ninu temptation no dawo.
You will not lead her into temptation at all.
O ku le ni mse gbe yawo.
You will not get married at all.
Ata to ti se gbe yawo.
Now that you have been married.
Trailer re ti leru.
Now you have stock.
O si le jale ni runa.
And you can just drop.
O de je ko ti bi ani o ti ja.
You have to go to your destination and drop it.
You say ko ja ni runa.
Not that you drop the goods out of the
way. Ti e ti ja igbagbo.
Call the fight of faith.
Awon ti o je ki aduro gba ni wonyen.
These are the reasons why prayers are not answered.
Ko ja ti a man fi han fun yen be.
When it is shown to you like that. When man is told like that.
Ti ja igbagbo.
That's the fight.
O ya ni ise re ora won ti wu wa be.
Maybe at your place of work people are engaging in. You tell them. Telling them. Preaching to them.
The Lord
of God opposing that
right.
And they call themselves believers.
They
say faith never
teaches that.
In this generation.
Allah.
Dreams and visions
that
are not biblical are the priority of men and what they are following. Many forsook their husband and want to make ritual of her and they just dream of that. She had dream of that. Now you are not at rest, you are getting lean day by day. So your husband wants to make you a ritual. That's why you left
home.
And the husband is not even
trying that.
You don't understand the scripture, you are only
dream.
When the devil see your loopholes, he will
leave.
You can stand on. You can't stand on visions of your
feet.
It is the word of God that you can stand upon.
Everything
you have, you are aligned with the word of God. Your visions, you are aligned with the word of God. Any voice you hear, you are
aligned
with the word of God. That you are changing the truth. Visions. Audible voice are trapped. Sometimes it may change. When you oppose, when you preach against, in the number 5
ways.
When you say fighting for faith, Baba, it is to preach to all men through our
character.
In so much that the sinners felt guilty.
That
unbelievers felt guilt in their mind.
Our
characters and attitude. When you preach with Philippians chapter
2.
Philippians chapter 2. Verse 14. And verse
15.
Do all things without murmurings and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless,
the sons
of God without
reproach,
of a crook and perversion, among whom you shine as light in the world, among the crooked,
dibo.
The people that
deserve it.
Among the crook way men.
But
you may be found. As lies. That means when you preach to your character.
They
get conviction in their mind.
And they
repented and they turned towards God.
That's
called the fight of
faith.
Believers does not hold
stick.
Believers does not bring out punches and stuff. You don't fight for God and go to kill another man. You are to save for God, not to kill for him. If anyone wants to die, they are free to die. That's the fighting we're talking about. To fight the spirit of
flesh,
the spirit of lust. Sin, demons, the devil, heresies, deceptive teachings, ungodliness, to contain them with the word of God
and not what it says.
That you earnestly contain for the faith that was believers unto the saints, you earnestly contain. You earnestly contain. I'm talking on point number two.
Shout
hallelujah from the rear end. Considering the hammers of faith to fight the fight. Anyone that is to fight for faith
will
be able to see with what I've called the fight of faith. By yourself, you must have been a believer. Your life must be a believer.
Life.
Ephesians chapter 6, all the way from verse
11.
Gave us a very clear
narration.
All armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The character, the vessels, the instruments of the devil that you stand against. Those are the hammers of
the
devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principality, against power, against the first and the second
devil.
On the old armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day.
You
are sanctified, that you done all things, that you stand. Stand therefore, after all, with the guard of the truth, with the guard of the truth. Not saying the truth with mouth, but not replicating your
pattern.
With the belt of truth, you guide your
ways.
And having on you the breastplate of righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness on you, on the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace,
over
the shield of faith, shaking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the
fire
and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Praying all the
time
in the spirit. All times in the spirit, and watching with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. And with prayers and supplication. Now listen. Six things I want you to analyze. Number one, the belt you must have. The belt of truth. That's the word of God, everything
entails.
You must understand what the word of God is all about. You must make it your belt. You must make it your belt.
ekeji ni igba aya odo
no continue the breastplate of righteousness. You have it on your chest.
Igba aya ododo
the breastplate of righteousness.
Ni eje ki otutu aya omo ni.
That is why you will not catch cold.
Ninu emi
on the spirit.
Bata inyerere
the feet of the gospel you put on your
left.
Everywhere you get to you,
you'll
be able to preach Jesus in your character, attitude, and even in your
utterance.
Jesus says, number four,
that
sheet of faith.
A sheet of faith.
You put it on as a garment. You'll be able to save
out
of darkness. Listen.
Arrow,
when you have a sheet of faith, when you have a sheet of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, we send that arrow, send the hallelujah.
Amen.
The breastplate of righteousness, you're going to return back the arrow. You would not know anyone is shooting arrow. You put your
hands on your head,
the breastplate of righteousness.
Huh?
Your head.
Ashibori dala.
Helmet of salvation.
Ashibori dala.
Helmet of salvation. And now sword on your hand.
I'm on cattle body.
Those are the things you must have. Those are the verses.
You
could see all the six. The word of God. Of God, you may be able to stand. Stand steadfastly against the devil. You stand uprightly against the veil of evil. When demons, the spirit of
flesh,
when evil people when wicked and demonized people rise up in battle against you, they are operating with some powers and demons. You are going to be
defeated.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Having done this, you stand. Anyone to put on this garment must have repented, must have given his life to Jesus, must have relied on him. You will know what sin means, and you have reproved and renounced
sin. Rather,
when you separate yourself for the Lord, you
will
be able to put on the whole sin.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll leave you. All the six armories, they are the hammers of faith. We make use of them to fight the fight of faith, which
prayers
in verse
2.
In all supplication
and
prayer, all the system we have together in engagement with prayer, we engage it with prayer. It is our virtue that is worth our warfare that is mighty. Anyone that does not believe cannot make it of you. Partial believers cannot make it of you. One leg in, one leg out of faith.
When
you stand and
pray,
you'll be able to say, I'll go back to the
sender.
If you go back to the sender, I'm telling you the truth. Many of you, you have deviated out of faith. That
was
when you deviate, that means you are out already.
You'll
be disengaged from making use of the old garments again. Listen. The feed of the battle.
That
is very important. I said the fight of
faith.
And now you tell me where is the location. The heart is the feed.
That's
where the feed takes place. That is where it takes place. That is where it comes from. Maybe you are there right away. Take for instance. Somebody put on
money
and now it escape out of the pocket. Now you see the phone. Now you are beside the phone. In your heart, you're thinking, take it, pick up the phone,
Take it out. Take it.
Yo.
Take it.
Mbolotinsele.
We have of a pain erupt okay. in your heart. Say that you will not pick it. The Lord rebuke you. Is that pick it up again? Then you say the Lord rebuke you. Pick it. That's contention. You're on the field already. That's where the contention happens. If you don't overcome right away, then when you say the Lord rebuke you, you get up of the place.
Possible.
Change your location. Why did you get up? You say there's nothing wrong. It cannot ask you to go. You are already decided. I've given to the Lord. And you say I steal something.
No.
That's not.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You overcome.
It comes starting. The battle you don't overcome from within, you can't overcome without. That thing that confronts you, that conquered you within, you will not be pursuing the wizard.
Looking.
Look up here. People say witches, wizard, familiar spirits. You are only contending with them. You are not concerned with those people of darkness. Hallelujah. If anyone is possessed with witchcraft, then invite you. Just to rebook that spirit, and anyone to die with the spirit, well, she's free. I believe you understand what I'm passing on to you. Do you understand? Fighting for faith. Let the wizard let witches proclaim. That the spirit of witch craft. You say, are you a witch? I'm rebooking the spirit of witchcraft. Don't put that kind of prayer here again. And then you find another house if that is not
Hallelujah.
Agreement again. You feed it with the blood of Jesus. But before you do that, you will have stand upright.
Oh, Nilo, that is how far Jeremy
when you have deviated, you will be
lost. Oh, Nilo, that is
how to run away from darkness.
And when you look at the little torch,
you look at the little torch.
Somebody Lord,
at night, if you light it,
you ogori, oh Lord.
It will travel a far distance to be seen. When rage is in you, you are not when darkness sneaks into your life, you will not be the one to pursue darkness into the
valley.
And pursue you and pursue you. That is it. I'm discussing the hammer. I'm discussing hammer. All the six armors you use with the prayer. You are going to utilize with prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Latin work.
From within. That has been saved. That has been sanctified. That's a feat.
Those we go to this second Latin worker.
That has been victorious.
You have overcome already. Nitori eminde lomi jeki bidan wode Jesu mura lati dani isegun 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 lokan mi mori isegun lati Jesu lokan mi isegun isegun bi odo sisan
Mo ni segun lori boji ani iku ko ni pamo haleluya emi dila isegun lokan mi mo ni isegun la tori jesu dokan mi isegun bi o si sa mo ni segun la ninu reje jesu.
How about that song?
Oh my God, but I want for Jesus.
Jam your hands together for Jesus.
No, we got our name, we only need
to you must have your hymn book and then you sing. Look at the way I sang the song. Don't you? Don't listen to that song of that
song.
I'm not the one that called it. That is the call I can tell you. Don't listen to God
music.
That song that can delete it on your phone.
I'm learning on Campbell. That's a person, no one.
Some musicians as well.
What you don't learn, yes, a genuine call, one call.
Contemporary songs.
I'm only to pure.
They are sick out songs, you must understand.
I'm only to pure. I'm burning
with me. I'll songs in the aim book.
You shall go when you're calling.
Victory in my
heart.
If you don't have victory in your heart, you can't obtain anything. When you are to rise in life, it starts from your mind. When you are to fall, it starts from your heart. What you do in your closet, in your private. There's nothing you can do that will not be revealed. It may not be instantaneous, but as time goes by, it will be revealed. It will show
There's
no how clever and smart you are. It will surely be opened. Unless you repent. I'm checking on point number
3.
Promise and assurance of victory in the fight of faith. The promise. The promise. And assurance of victory. Look at James chapter 4. Submit yourself to God and resist the devil. And then what will happen after that? Loud and clear. That's the promise. The promise that is certain. As a believer, fighting the fight of faith, importantly, you will overcome.
Amen. Only your
sir will flee.
Your sir,
he will flee. The devil will watch. He must will flee. With a problem will flee. Spirit of bewitchment will flee.
1
Corinthians chapter 15. I want to read verse 51.
Let me
read verse 54. So when this corrupt people shall put on
corruption,
and this mortal
shall
put on immortality, and shall be brought to the
stand
of sin, and
written
that is
for
the
victory.
O death, where is thy stinge, grave? Here is thy victory, the stinge of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Now verse 57,
but
thanks be to God,
which
giveth us the victory. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God who gave us what?
He
has given us victory.
Through
our Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe assuredly you have been destined for victory in faith. No doubt, no wavering, it has been destined for you unless you don't believe. There are some prayers I don't engage with them. And when people pray, I will not say amen to that. What is that? Lord, let our prayers be answered.
Is a nonsense.
That's nonsensical.
So Baba Kaduari Oba,
I want your prayer to be answered. No need for sin. Go ahead and pray the answer. You say my prayer has been answered. When you are having a program, God, and somebody now conclude that let our prayer be answered. Don't mind me. How
many
of the person is faithless, doubtful?
Akwipade aduawa ti gba.
So our prayers has been answered.
Akwipade aduawa ti gba. Eh le gbo lenu temi ki so fun yin be. Abe gbo
ri. Never hear me say God let our prayer be answered.
Me le laye.
I will never offer that.
We are do awo gba nti ati gba to ti gba.
We are praying. You are going this way now. After the someone doesn't come to the church.
You want
to
what that
you are the one that comes.
And
someone
is telling
you that
I do a word
home and then you pray. Answer, don't mind.
Come on, you are the Lord that
you will be the one to come.
The
one I prayed have been answered.
You mean it?
Another one. Lord, don't let us be ashamed of our prayer. Don't put us into shame. Lord, don't put us into shame. When someone prays that, I'm going to deviate the place. At the time when now I tell him that, calm down. Listen, check up your life. Don't receive the faith that
puts
you. When you have the faith that
puts
you, anyone that believes that we shall never be to shame. You don't receive our faith that puts
you
to shame.
I'm
telling you the promise that does not put
to shame.
Thank you to God which gives us
victory.
You be in Jesus. Don't disguise.
You're going to
against your wife. You've been taught against your wife. Is that
you treat her?
And you wife, you are being taught against your husband. Since you want to get married, you have been taught.
Is that
you
treat
your husband? You are better check up your life so that your home will not be taken away. They want to put your house at loggerheads. Don't allow that to
pass through.
Did you receive? Is it the word of God? Or just philosophy of men? Tell me.
Anybody who do not want that God,
that possessed you, that is well grounded, that is upright and sound, can never be put to shame. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians.
Philippians.
After Philippians.
Colossians.
Now Colossians. Chapter 1. I'm reading the strength
you
if you continue in faith, if you continue in faith, grab it and set you. Can you see that? You have understood the normal
things.
You should have gotten conviction over many things with the
way.
You should have understood better. You should know this is burning fire. When I lay all the
needs,
you don't see a file and say it is flat.
Then you come out
When someone comes to punch you and say, is that not fire? You wouldn't say. You should let me be convinced. They allow you to go and lay on fire. And when you lay on fire, you become electrocuted. And then it shocks you and all the blood are drained. With your aim, you should be able to identify the fire, God's flower.
The dress
in a like fire that can burn.
This attitude
are like fire that can
burn. Only be a bad
If you say yes, grounded and set you, then be not move the way.
Looking at you.
It is never a record that when you believe God gave promise of victory. What makes problem to overcome is when you deviate out of the track. He overcame and he gave victory for the believers as well. I will overcome as well. Very soon I will raise you up on your feet. Romans chapter
8,
verse
39, 37.
We are more than conquerors.
He
that loved us. I am more than a conqueror. If you believe, faith will make it dead. Victory is assured of the flesh over the foot of sin. A sinner might
approach you.
Even the flesh may trigger you. But when your faith stands, victory is assured. Demon may attempt to fall. Heresies may come.
False
teachers may come. Then when you are diligent, you will understand. And then you will overcome. I said you will overcome. I said you will overcome. Very soon I will raise you up on your feet. I make you rise up on your feet. First Epistle of John. Chapter 5, verse
4.
For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even our what? What do you receive? I'm discussing fighting the fight of faith. If you don't believe, you cannot fight the fight of faith. Outwardly, everywhere you go. Now rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Lift up your hands as you're rising up. Lord, help my faith. Lord, help my faith. You have a one-eyed faith. Your own faith is paralyzed. Your own faith is diabetic. Your own faith is into call. Your own faith is suffering from headache. This is the antidote. Lift up your hands. God, help my faith. God, help my faith. I don't want to receive a
check.
Lift up your hands. Loud and clear, open your mouth and pray. Lord, have my faith in the name of Jesus.
Lord, have my faith in the name of Jesus.
of Jesus.
Father,
in the name of Jesus, God, help my faith. Help my faith, Lord. Lord, help my faith. Lord, help my faith. Lord, help my faith. Lift up your hands. Lift it up and keep on saying, Lord Jesus, help my faith. Help my faith. Let the power of faith be born in the name. Let my faith be enlarged in the name of Jesus. My faith. Let my faith be stronger. Lord, help my faith. Let my faith be stronger. Let my faith be firing. Lord, help my faith. In Jesus' name, our Lord.
Mugbagbo mi duro. Jesu olugbalami
mugbagbo mi duro.
Oya
mugbagbo mi duro.
Mugbagbo mi posi.
Oluwa mugbagbo mi duro.
A Jesu olugbalami
mugbagbo mi duro.
Jesu olugbalawa
Mungagbo mi duro.
Jesu olugbalawa.
Strengthen my faith. All of that thing you've had, you receive into your life. Lord, strengthen my faith. Lord, strengthen my faith. Open your mouth and pray. Your faith is important. Parental faith is
important.
Faith as you are. Lord, strengthen my faith. Lord, strengthen my faith. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, strengthen my faith. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
When you tell me lies, I don't argue, but I will eventually know you are telling lies.
I will not argue.
At the time I will know I will come to pass, have you seen now that this is what you have done?
Sorry.
Listen.
Oh, listen me.
You can't deceive me. You can only deceive yourself. Who wants to deceive himself? When you are doing something wrong in the closet, it is that evil thing that will make you fall in the public. There's no how you can deal with it. The only thing is to disengage from that evil thing in the closet. And now you're looking helter skelter. There's no pastor there. Now you're doing saying something wrong. You're deceiving yourself. You're telling lies. You're pretending. You've already failed yourself. You would not be able to pray successfully with that. You'll deceive yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Tell the Lord. Lord Jesus. Lord, possess me. I want to fight successfully in the world. Now I want to fight successfully in the world. Lord, possess me. Lord, help me. Don't fake your life again. Loud and clear. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Possess me, Lord. Help me and possess me. You fought successfully. I want to fight for your mouth and pray. Lord, as you fought successfully, I want to fight successfully. Lord, you fought successfully, I want to fight successfully. Lord, you fought successfully, I want to fight successfully. Lord, you fought successfully, I want to fight successfully. Lord, you fought successfully, I want to fight successfully. Lord, you fought successfully, I want to fight successfully. Lord, you fought successfully, I want to fight successfully. As you fought successfully, Lord, I want to I want to fight successfully. Lord, possess me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Possess me. Lord, help me. Possess me. Help me, Lord. 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 Possess me. I want to fight successfully. Successful in the name of Jesus. Jesus, name our Lord. Request for anything you want God to do for you. Jesus' name, our Lord. Jesus' name, our Lord. Some people need that amen vibrating their body. God wants to use that amen to do something in their life. Amen. End stop and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Say, Lord, I bless your name. That you have blessed me. You have reformed my faith. You have made my victory certain. Lord, I thank you. You have reformed my life. You have overtaken the devil. You have made the devil be ashamed. You've taken away unprofitable prayer points from my life. I bless